Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. Well, you might be surprised to learn that more than 1 million people in their 40s are currently enrolled in undergraduate or graduate programs, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. And I saw this story in the Wall Street Journal, why workers in their 40s are going back to school. And by golly, we got the author on right now to learn more.
Oh boy.
I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
You're in your 40s. And Claire Ansberry joins us now. She's the author of the Turning Points column for the Wall Street Journal. Claire, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
So people in their 40s going back to school, the big question is why?
Right. I think the people feel so much more uncertain about their jobs. And so they're looking for better pay, job security. They've seen the layoffs. They see what is going on with AI and how it's changing their profession. Good jobs, good paying jobs. It's more competitive. So they want to stand out from their peers. And there's just a lot of stiff competition.
And so it is less of, I've always wanted to learn this. It's not a luxury.
It's more necessity.
It's not a hobby. It's a necessity because they're feeling uncertain about their future.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There is always that element of, you know, I've done what I can in my career, or I talked to a woman who was a teacher and, you know, she loved teaching, but mm-hmm. she just felt like, you know, I really need a change. So she turned to healthcare and, went into nursing. So that it was just a matter of, I'm ready for a change. I want to expand. Some people will also find that what they loved in their 20s and 30s just doesn't provide the security that it did, like a woman who was a chef for an upscale catering. And she said, you know, it just got to be a physical grind on her body, being on her feet all day. The hours were uneven. She loved the creativity of a chef, but she just said, at this stage in my life, it's not where I want to be, and it's not going to provide the future that I want. So there is some of that of, I want to change, a big career change for, enrichment, and, some just realizing that the future isn't going to, their current career isn't going to sustain them that long. There are people who just love to learn and just feel like it's rewarding. But at this current moment, there's a lot of people saying, you know what, I need to upgrade my skills, my education, to stand out, to secure my job, to get a job. So that's what's driving us.
Talking to Claire Ansberry, the author of the Wall Street Journal article, Turning Points, and it's a perfect topic for us on our midday midlife today, because we like to tackle topics for people in this age range, right? And in this story, there's a woman who got her master's degree at 41. She ended up getting her doctorate at 47. And that is, I mean, that's really late. You know, most of the people I know who have done that were not even out of their 20s yet when they completed those things. So for the folks who are now going back and doing school over again, regardless of what the, you know, the industry is there still some concern about it? Or, I mean, there's got to be some anxiety that exists when you take that plunge and get back into school.
Sure, sure. And, you know, life is more complicated when you're in your 40s than it is when you're in your 20s. I mean, you're juggling family often. Kids at that age, they're involved in a lot of sports or, you know, after school things, activities. And we all know what rushing around and trying to juggle those sort of schedules are like. And trying to do that while many of these people are still working and then trying to, you know, do their studies and their homework. You know, that woman that you were referring to, she said she's a morning person. And, you know, she was glad she was a morning person, but she found herself writing her papers from, you know, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. because that's when she could do it. You know, she missed out on activities. She gave up TV, you know, the household chores had to be delegated. So it's, you need a good support system to do this. But she also, and then there's the money thing, you know, taking on additional debt at that age when, you know, a lot of people have a mortgage, when a lot of people are seeing their peers kind of hitting stride in their career or getting to that point, when there's more concerns about putting away money for retirement. And then you're taking on additional debt. So that, you know, that's a concern. Yet at the same time, for example, that woman that you mentioned in her 40s, she's like, yeah, we have longevity in our family, you know, grandmother who lived to be almost 100. So she's, in her view, going back to school was a good investment because she plans on working for a long time and people aren't retiring like they used to. It's not necessarily a given that at 65 people are going to retire. So it's not a given that if you're going back to school in your 40s, you're only going to have 20 more years of work life. So is it worth it to spend all this time and money in it? Because the world is changing.
It's so interesting. Your 40s, it can be a really tough time for all the reasons you mentioned going back to school. You might have little kids. You might have high school aged kids. You're saving for retirement. You probably have a job. You might have a house that just taking care of the house and the pets. I'm trying to picture, you know, I don't have a lot of those things and I don't know how I would fit in trying to get a college education. And thinking of that makes me think of the very first step of the process, which is, would I have to take the ACT or the SAT again to apply? How does that work if you're getting an undergraduate degree?
That I don't. I mean, I imagine it depends on the school.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you're taking a 18-month associate, whether you want an 18-month associate in a very specific field. So whether you still have to take those. And, you know, in the different schools and a lot of them with the remote learning, I think that they probably all have their own.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Requirements in individual ones. I never heard anybody saying they had to go back and get their SATs
right.
or ACTs.
Right. There'd be some kind of,
Yeah, it did not seem to be an issue. The one woman who was a chef who decided she wanted to learn web design and some software skills, and she decided that on a camping trip. She was just like, I need to make a change. And so she researched it on her trip, and on the way home, you know, filled out the application and submitted it before she even returned home from her vacation. So it seems like something that you could at least move quickly on, at least the initial process. And on the cost thing, there, you know, she received some grants, and sometimes people can get internships depending upon programs. One woman found the cost of programs for a master's in the U.S. for linguistics and translations was just beyond her budget, just insane in her mind. And so she and she already had a law degree and a master's degree from Brazil, but found that that didn't carry as much weight as she would have hoped. So she felt like she needed to get another degree from a U.S. or European university, and found that she could do take classes remotely from a university in Birmingham at half the cost. It was hard work. I mean, she said she realized at one point she hadn't left her apartment in 2 months. But, you know, so you have to realize, she said, if you're going to go to school in your 40s, you're going to miss some things. That's just a given.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's interesting because it just does seem overwhelming that at this age to think about getting back out there, going and getting a different degree and going through all of that, and especially if you get an advanced degree. But it's nice to know there are people out there who are doing it, and it's becoming more and more common. We appreciate the reporting. Claire Ansberry, thank you for talking with us today.
Sure thing. Take care.
Claire Ansberry wrote the story in the Wall Street Journal. It's called Turning Points, and the column, that's the name of the column, and you should go read it. It's perfect for our midday midlife because, I mean, what can you... Can you possibly think of a more midlife complete switch than going back to school?
Right.
And
for something different.
Something different.
You're not necessarily continuing your education or getting your master's, which is still really difficult.
Yeah.
But to kind of start over with your undergraduate or try to get your doctorate. Like I said, I don't have kids or a pet. You know, a lot of responsibilities that 40-year-olds would have. And I can't imagine being a full-time student right now. And I think the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. might kill me. Even though I'm a morning person, 3 a.m. is the middle of the night. That's tough. Although, I would love, if my job were to go to school, oh, I love it. I loved school. I love learning. And now that I'm older, I appreciate it even more. What a fun job. Your job is to learn things. I'm not talking about a vocational,
you know, homework,
but like
not
a
fun.
Literature.
Oh, I don't like homework.
If someone said right now, Amy, your job, you go get your
nobody likes homework
degree in literature. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Drew Young, do you like homework?
Reading?
Nope, he says no. Matt Pajeski, no. Like
reading
nobody,
and
nobody
writing?
Nobody likes homework.
Oh, not for school. I like to read, but I don't like to read for school.
Back in my day, kids liked to read for school.
No, they didn't.
Nobody ever liked homework. Ever.
No. George Washington, I bet, did.
He's a big dork.
Yeah.
Cut that off. That's rude.
Oh, here's this try-hard George Washington again. Reading. Doing all that reading.
With his wooden teeth.
Did he really have wooden teeth?
I don't think so. I think it was bones.
Yeah. It was like animal bones,
animal
I think.
Teeth.
That's what it was. Gross. It's a Chris and Amy show. Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. ISU football coach. That's Illinois State to you. Illinois State football coach Brock Spack is going to join Tom Ackerman and me. Very much looking forward to that. They're in the playoffs. They're in the semifinals. Oh, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.